Thank you. अपन शरणागत भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। इसकॉन फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन रजिस्टर प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य जोशी हरिदर्शन गुरु की जय। प्रेम से गौर श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा शंकर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपाल गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाए, श्री मथुरा धाम की जाए, श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जाए, श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जाए, गंगा माई की जाए, जमुना माई की जाए, भक्ति देवी की जाए, तुलसी महारानी की जाए, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाए, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाए, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि All glory is to the Assembly of Jesus. All glory is to the Assembly of Jesus. All glory is to the Assembly of Jesus. All glory is to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glory is to Shri Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Vishnu Krishnaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jinamine, Namaste Shakshati Deve Gauranga. निर्विशेष शून्यवादी शील प्रभुपाद की हरे कृष्ण Hare Krishna, as I mentioned earlier, that we are very happy to have a very senior god sister of ours, Mother Bali Krishna, to be here. So I would request Mother Bali Krishna to say something.
I would like to say a few words about the love Prabhupada made in his books. For example, when we opened the temple in Rome, was at the end of 73, and Prabhupada came 6 months later, in May 74, and he stayed there for 1 week. And I, with some other girls, were in charge of cleaning his room and making his bed. And but the problem is that when we went to his room, and he went to in the morning, when he used to go in the morning walk in Rome, we just went in his room and do the cleaning. The problem is that the bed was always intact, so I was witnessing the fact that Prabhupada actually didn't sleep very much. He just lay in the bed and he didn't even touch his sheets because he was translating all night long. Actually, the lights in his room were on practically all night. So this is just to show you how Prabhupada was sacrificing much of his life and much of his health just to produce and translate this book and to save us, to give us this knowledge. And so I think the best way to just thank him and show him some gratitude is to read his books and give them to others so they can know Prabhupada also. In fact, we followers Prabhupada should never go by one day, let go one day by without opening one of his books. After one day of full work, and when the body is tired and the mind is full of worries and fears and attachment, best thing is open. Just sit there, open one book of Bhagavatam and Gita, only the book of Prabhupada, and you will. And even if you read one page or one sentence or even one verse, you will find your mind become calm and you will feel fresh, rejuvenated, like a good swimmer in the sea after a long day in the sun. So please, after one day when you feel tired and you feel worry, open one of Prabhupada's books and read. And when you feel that these books are really giving you so much power, so much devotion, because in these books all Prabhupada's qualities are there, his sacrifices, austerity, his love for us, is all there. So when you will feel this coming to you, you will feel this all this benediction that Prabhupada coming to you, and all his wonderful qualities, then you will feel very enthusiastic to distribute to others, to say, to share with others this knowledge, all these qualities. So I think this is the best thing we can do is just to be grateful for all the sacrifice, all the austerity he did for us, because he really sacrificed a lot. We could see when he was present. Maybe somebody can think, oh my, he's a pure devotee, he's touched by Krishna, so for him everything is easy. But it's not like that. It was really, it's not easy to travel from one part of the world to another part in the plane and have jet lag and all different timing and in the day preaching, enthusiastic, try to infuse the devotees, disciples, and in the night translating. It's not easy at all. So we have to think about this and really try to be very grateful for all the gift he has given us. The best thing is, I think, read his books and produce them in all languages and distribute them. Yes, I think we please very much Prabhupada. And now that the right disciple of Prabhupada, they're really getting a little older, and some they're getting sick, and unfortunately many of them are already left their bodies. It's up to you, up to to the new generation, new devotees to take up this task that is heavy, but at the same time very joyful, to distribute this literature to others, because there is nothing in this world that is more essential, more important, and more blissful than to give others the knowledge and the gift we receive. Thank you.
So yes, what Srila Prabhupada gave is priceless. The Vedic knowledge is priceless. And Srila Prabhupada gave the most essential Vedic wisdom, the cream of the Vedas. If the Vedas are compared to a portion of milk, you know the Chandino portion of milk, what came out? Nectar. The milk ocean was churned in order to get the nectar. So churning the entire Vedic literature, Srila Prabhupada churned out the essence of the Vedic wisdom, which has been presented in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are the essence. And Srila Prabhupada actually gave the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Prema. This Krishna Prema has been given by whom? Who gave Krishna Prema? Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishya. This Gauratishya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Krishna Prema. What is Krishna Prema? Krishna Prema means love for Krishna. What kind of love? Love in Madhurjaras. There are various kinds of love. There are four kinds of love. The way a servant loves a master, that's one kind of love. The way a friend loves a friend, the way a father and mother loves the child, and finally, what is the most intense loving relationship? The way a young boy loves a young girl, and a young girl loves a young boy. That is the most intense love. So that love is called Madhurya. You all know that there are four kinds of loving relationship: Dasya Ras, Sakhya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, and Madhurya Ras. Of these four, which one is the most prominent, most intense loving relationship? Madhurya. So this love for Krishna in Madhurya Ras, that means just as a young girl loves a young boy, when a devotee loves Krishna in a similar mood, that is the way Srimati Radharani loved Krishna, the way the gopis loved Krishna, that is the most intense love. These essential teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have been manifested through a discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. I was looking at that relief there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is embracing someone. Who is that? Ramananda Roy. Who was Ramananda Roy? Ramananda Roy was the governor of Andhra Pradesh. Those days, Andhra Pradesh also was under the rule of the government or king of Orissa. And the king of Orissa sent Ramananda Roy to take care of the affairs of that place. Can you imagine what an exalted position? He was the governor. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was traveling. He left Jagannath Puri to travel to South India. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled through the land of Orissa and he came to Andhra Pradesh. There is a river called Godavari. And Mahaprabhu was sitting on the bank of Godavari River, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. At that time, he heard there was a lot of sound, a lot of noise. And what did he see? That many people are coming. Some on a horseback, some on foot carrying spears and swords, the bodyguards. And then behind them there was some people were carrying somebody in a palanquin. People were carrying somebody in a palanquin. And the brahmanas were chanting the Vedic mantras while they were moving. And then from the palanquin came out a very majestic looking person. He got out of the while the Brahmin was chanting the mantra. He took his bath. And after taking his bath, as he turned around, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting under the tree. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was watching that person. They saw each other and they became attracted to each other, so much so that both of them embraced each other. And everybody was surprised, what's happening? Here is a sannyasi, he is embracing a householder, materialistic person. Sannyasis don't have, generally sannyasis don't have anything to do with materialism. They don't even want to see their face. You know what happened to King Pratapratra when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Orissa, in Jagannath Puri? King Pratapratra wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I'm not going to see a king, a materialist person. So that is how strict he was. But here, he is embracing this materialistic person, who is a god. So everyone is surprised. So when Mahaprabhu noticed that too many people are around, so they arranged that the next evening they would come and meet him. So next evening, Ramana and I came with just one attendant. He was standing behind him. He left all the bodyguards, all the soldiers who were accompanying him, all the carriers, all the people. He came alone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about Ramananda Rai from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya when he was in Jagannath. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya recognized that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is so absorbed in Krishna praying, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you go to Satyendra, you meet Ramananda. He is a great devotee of Krishna, and I am sure he will be very happy to meet him. So that's why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramananda, he was so So after some initial exchanges, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda, tell me, what is the ultimate goal of life? Now Ramananda started to answer. Now here we have to remember one thing. Who is Ramananda Rai? Ramananda Rai is Arjuna. And who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Krishna himself. So in Krishna Leela, Krishna instructed to Arjuna. Arjuna asks questions, Krishna replied. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is just the opposite of Krishna Leela. In Krishna Leela, Krishna answers the question of Arjuna. But in this Leela, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is asking Ramananda the question. And Ramananda Rai is answering.
Just like sometimes the teacher teaches, and after teaching, the teacher asks questions. Let me find out what did you learn. Right? So in a similar way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now asking Ramananda, tell me what is the ultimate goal of life? And Ramananda Rai answered, the ultimate goal of life is to follow the Varnashram. And he quoted from the scriptures. Actually, this is the Vedic way of presenting some point. The Vedic way of presenting a point is that we have to substantiate the point by quoting from the scripture. You can't just say this, Varnashram is the goal of life. When you say Varnashram is the goal of life, you have to substantiate it by some statement from the scriptures. And he presented it from Vishnu Purana. Varnashramacharo Vata Purushena Parakuman Vishnu Aradhate Pantha Nanat Tattoshakaranam. To please Krishna, the best way is to follow the Varnashram. Varnashram Acharo Vata Purushena Parakuman. To please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nanna Tattosha Karana. There is no other way to please Him. The very clear statement. If you want to please Krishna, follow Varnashram. But what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? That is external. Tell me something. Iho bhajyo agi bhagavan. That means this Varnashram consideration is material. Tell me something beyond that. Bhajya means external. External means material. Because Varnashram is dealing with the three modes of material. Sattva mode, Raja mode, and Tama. Therefore, Varnashram is an external consideration. Tell me something beyond that. Then Ramananda Rai said that Karma Yoga is the ultimate goal of life. Jat Karos, and he is substantiating from Bhagavad Gita. Jat karosi, jadasnasi, jat jukasi, jadasi jat, jat tapushoshi kumteya, tat kurusham, madhavama. Krishna is saying, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in sacrifice, whatever you feel in charity, and whatever austerities you perform, you offer the results to you. That is, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, this is also external. Iho bhajyo agi bhagavan. Then Ramananda Rai said that karma there is the ultimate goal. And he quoted, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami mamasya. Did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accept that? No. Mahaprabhu said, this is also external. Tell me something beyond that. Because the sarva dharman parityajya is also material consideration. Mamekam sharanam. Although surrender to Krishna is there, but it is not fully transcendental.
Then Ramananda said, then karma, tag is beyond karma, tag is to become situated in the Brahma Bhuta. Transcending the material nature, you are coming to the Brahma Bhuta. And he quoted another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhakti labhate param.
When one becomes situated in the Brahma Bhuta, his heart becomes completely satisfied, Prasannatma.
At that time, na sochati na kankshati, he does not lament for anything, nor does he hanker for anything. And at that stage, madhaktim labhate param, he achieves my transcendental devotional service. Did Mahaprabhu accept that?
Mahaprabhu says,
Adi Kapu. This is also acceptable. Tell me, what is beyond that?
Then Ramananda Roy mentioned about pure devotional service.
Sthane stitva shruti vatam tanuvam manoti.
Being situated wherever you are, with your body, mind and words, you serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead following the instructions of the Shruti Gatam of the Vedas. Then Prayasho Ajito, the one who is inconquerable, he becomes conquered. He also quoted another verse to substantiate that. He said, Anna Vilashita Shunam Jnana Karmana Anakritam Anukulena Krishnanushinana Bhakti Uttama. When one becomes free from any other desire, any desire to enjoy this material nature, becoming free from the influence of jnana, karma means desire to enjoy this material nature, and jnana means desire to become liberated. Free from the desire to enjoy this material nature, and free also from the desire of liberation. Jnana karma. When one accepts whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness and rejects whatever is unfavorable, that is bhakti uttama. That is the highest form of devotion. At that point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, that is true. Now tell me beyond that. So then Ramananda spoke about devotion in Shantavas. Devotional service in the middle of the eternity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that. Yes, that's true. Tell me what is beyond that. Then Ramananda mentioned about devotional service in Sarvakshya.
Ittham shatan brahma sukhan kritya dasyam datanam paradam
So this dasyanga karma, the service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the mood of his servant. So Mahaprabhu accepted that. Yes, that's true. Tell me what is beyond that. Then Ramananda mentioned about devotional service in sakharas, friendship. Mahaprabhu accepted that. Tell me what is beyond that. Ramananda spoke about devotional service in Vatsalyas, parent helpers. Mahaprabhu accepted that. What is beyond that? Ramananda told about devotional service in Madhava helpers. Mahaprabhu said, that is true, tell me what is beyond that. At that point, Ramananda Raya said, I did not know anyone who could ask what is beyond that. What is beyond Madhavas? Then he said, you are asking me the question, and you are also empowering me to answer the question. It is by your mercy, you are making me speak. So if you want, you can empower me to answer this question. Then Jai Sri Srila Bhakti. Or Jai Sri Srila meaning what? So then Ramananda Rai quoted one instance from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. He said that during the Rasa dance, Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis. And Krishna was dancing in circle between two gopis. But in the center, Krishna was dancing with one gopi. So that gopi must be very special. And then, at one point, that gopi became upset. And she left Rasa Mandali. And when she left Rasa Mandali, Krishna left all 16,000 gopis and went after her. So she must be very special. Now who is that gopi? Anaya Radhika Nuna Bhagavan Hari Krishna Janno Vihara Govinda Jagaha Anayatra. That this gopi is very expert in aradhana, in serving Krishna. So she is very expert in aradhana. Therefore her name is Radha. So in this way, through Ramananda Raya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the supreme position of Srimati Radha. And that Radha Prema, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed. Jodi Gaura Na Hoito, Tobe Ki Hoito, Kamane Dhoritam Dhoritam. Premo Rosho Shima Radharo Mohima Jagote Janate. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come, then who would have revealed the glory of Srimati Radharani to this world? So it's only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we got to know about the glory of Shrimati. So this is the essence of all the gifts. The gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not only the Braja of Prem, but Radha. In Braja, in Vrindavan, there are three types of love relationship, which is not available in Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, there is no Sakya, there is no Vatsalya, there is no Mathu. It is only Shanta and Vatsalya. Now these relationships are there, like, it is possible to develop a relationship with the Supreme Personality of God as a friend, as a father and mother, as a lover. Now that is available only in Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan, what is the most elevated loving relationship? Loving relationship between Radha and Krishna. That is what Sri Chaitanya And then Srila Prabhupada came and distributed this claim to all over the world. What ISKCON is distributing is this loving relationship of the Vrindavan between Radha and Krishna. We are getting an access to that. This also has been explained through Sri Ramananda Raya Sambhava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion with Ramananda Raya. Ramananda Raya, at the final stage of the discussion, Ramananda Raya is seen, in place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is seen Radha and Krishna. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna. So when you serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then what do you find? When you serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will find that at the ultimate stage, you will see Radha Krishna. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. When you see Radha Krishna, where are you? When you are seeing Radha Krishna, where are you? Are you in the material world? Are you in Vaikuntha? Are you in Ayodhya? Are you in Dwarka? Where are you? You are in Vrindavan. So this is the way. You serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you end up. And you can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anywhere. Sankirtan is meant to be, Sankirtan can be performed anywhere. You have to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan. Jagvai Sankirtan Prayoi Jajanti Sri. The Supreme Personality of Godhead must be served in a specific way. What is the way to serve Sri Chaitanya? The way to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is through Sankirtan. So you serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan, and when you achieve the perfection of that service, what will you see? What will be the perfection of that service? You will see Radha Krishna. And in this way, it will be elevated. So in this way we can see what Srila Prabhupada is giving the highest. Yesterday, through philosophical consideration, we tried to establish that how Srila Prabhupada's gift is the highest. And also now we can see that through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime with Jamananda Roy, the same point. And this also has been very beautifully established by Srila Sanatana Goswami through his Brihat Bhagavatam. Brihat Bhagavatam is a book written by Sanatana Goswami. It has two parts. First part is describing Narad Muni's search for the greatest devotee. And the second part is describing a cowherd boy, Gop Kumar's journey back to the spiritual sky. And there also in these two parts it has been established that the highest perfection, highest spiritual achievement is to reach Guru Kumar. And in becoming engaged in loving relationship, thank you all very much for the glorious Vishnu. So you have got that, now you deserve it. You take full advantage. That will be the ultimate purpose of your joining this one. How many of you joined this one? Please raise your hand. Meaning, how many of you are practicing Srila Prabhupada's teachings? Please raise your hand. Okay. So, if you are practicing Srila Prabhupada's teaching, then what is the goal? What is Prabhupada's teachings telling you? Is Prabhupada's teachings telling you make money and be happy? Is Prabhupada's teachings telling you stay at home and increase your family and be happy? What is your Prabhupada teaching? Prabhupada is teaching that engage everything in Krishna service. If you have money, no problem. Use it in Krishna service. You don't have, if you have money, you don't have to give it up. You don't have to reject money. No, money is Lakshmi. Use it in Krishna service. Use her in Krishna service. If you have a family, very good. Engage all your family members in Krishna service. If you are a very expert person, use all your expertise in Krishna service. So that is what Prabhupada is teaching. Prabhupada is not telling you you have to give up anything. Yeah, you give up on the four things. You give up meat eating, you give up intoxication, you give up illicit sex, and you give up gambling. So we said no to only this fourth thing. But everything else is yes, yes, yes. You love money? You want to make a lot of money? How many of you like to make money? Very good, make it for Krishna. You like to have a nice house? You like to have a nice house? Okay, make that house into Krishna's temple. You like your family? How many of you like your family? Engage all your members of the family in Krishna service. So you don't have to reject everything, but accept everything in Krishna service. Offer them to Krishna. See how wonderful Krishna consciousness is. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking about three types of happiness in the 18th chapter. He is talking about happiness in mode of goodness. What is the happiness in mode of goodness?
happiness in mode of goodness is like, at the beginning it's like poison, and at the end it's like meat. That's the happiness in mode of goodness. Happiness in mode of passion, in the beginning is like nectar, and at the end is like poison. And happiness in mode of ignorance, in the beginning is like poison, and at the end is also like poison. But what is happiness in Krishna consciousness? In the beginning is like nectar, in the middle is like nectar, and at the end also is like nectar. So that's how wonderful Krishna consciousness. After joining ISKCON, you become happy? How many of you think you become happy after joining ISKCON? Those who really feel that you have become happy, and raise both your hands and say, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare
Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama
Rama!
Rama Hare
Hare!
So you became happy when you joined this one? Good. And are you happy now? Yes? Okay. And as the time is passing, you are becoming more and more happy? Or you are becoming more and more sad? How many of you are becoming sad? How many of you are becoming happy? Say Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare
Srila Prabhupada ki. Does anybody have any question? Okay, no question. Very good, that means you answered everything I said? Yes? Okay. So what did you do? How many of you are chanting Hare Krishna? How many of you are not? How many of you are chanting 16 rounds every day? How many of you are chanting but not chanting 16 rounds every day? How many of you are not chanting 16 rounds? Please raise your hands. Those who are chanting 4 rounds or 8 rounds. Okay, how many of you are chanting 4 rounds or less? How many of you are chanting 8 rounds or less? How many of you are chanting 12 rounds or less? How many of you are chanting 16 rounds or more? Okay, how many of you did not raise your hands? Okay, those who did not raise your hands, please raise your hands. Okay, anyway, I know you're feeling shy. After all, I'm a stranger, I just came to Mauritius, and naturally feeling shy. So, anyway, those who are not chanting 16 rounds, please try to increase your rounds to 16. Because that is very important, because that is what Srila Prabhupada expected us all of us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, four Premanam Devi. Maybe you can give me the harmony on the table. No, you need the table for harmony. Okay, I'll bring it.